So, as I have said many times before, customer service and community are important aspects of running any online business. And I think also it's important if you're trying to build your reputation and the way that you're viewed online. And they have a profound impact on how you're viewed and how you're seen online. And like everybody else, I'm learning all the time. And I've just made a change quite recently that I wanted to share with you. As you can imagine, I have got quite a few people that follow me on Twitter and that write to me and ask me questions on Twitter. I also get quite a few emails through. And for the longest time, my policy was with emails, I actually said, you know, on my contact form that, look, I can't respond to everybody. And on Twitter, I would pick out the occasional person to respond to. But I'm changing that policy. I've made a decision that I'm really going to make a much greater effort to respond to everybody that writes to me and everybody that tweets me. Now, by putting this audio boo up, I'm probably opening the floodgates. But I'm coming to the conclusion it's really important. It's really important to actively engage with people. And there's nothing worse, I think, than being ignored. You know, especially when you're contributing or adding something of value. You know, sure, I'm still going to ignore people that insult me or you know, are aggressive towards me. But I don't get many of those, to be honest. Most people are really constructive and positive. And I think we kind of got to respond and nurture that as part of building a good community. And I think whatever your website is, you need to be actively engaging with people and responding to them no matter what way they contact you. Too many organizations hide away their contact form or hide away their telephone number, or worse still, turn their Twitter account into a broadcast mechanism and never respond to anybody. And I think that's a real missed opportunity to build community. And I've been kind of preaching that for a while at other people, but I think I need to start putting my money where my mouth is. So we'll see quite how overwhelmed I get. But I'm certainly going to try. And I'm using something like CoTweet to help me track all of the people that write to me via Twitter. Now, this is all sounding really arrogant, like, you know, I get loads and loads of stuff. I don't really get that much. But it does kind of eat into your time. But I think it's time well invested.